I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The lifetime risk of having a stroke is higher for women in the U.S. than it is for men. Dr. Praneet Graywal is here to talk about the details of stroke risk specifically for women as they age. Dr. Graywal is an assistant professor and a stroke neurologist in the Comprehensive Stroke Center at MUSC. Dr. Graywal, give us a brief overview of the risk of stroke for women versus men in the U.S.
So, talking about the stroke risk, research actually shows that women face a higher lifetime risk of stroke, largely due to their longer life expectancy. In 2019, stroke was actually the fifth leading cause of death for men, but for women, it was the third, highlighting a significant disparities. And as women continue to live longer, the incidence of stroke among them is expected to rise, posing a major public health concern.
And in addition to women typically living longer, are there other reasons that women are at increased risk of stroke?
Definitely. So there are multiple studies that have shown that biological sex, it significantly impacts the stroke care, including stroke risk factors, incidence of stroke, and outcomes. Women actually face an elevated risk of stroke, both from traditional and unique risk factors. As women age, they experience higher rates of atrial fibrillation, diabetes-related stroke risk, poorer lipid profile, and a greater prevalence of hypertension and obesity compared to men. Additionally, specific risk factors like menopause, pregnancy complications, and hormonal therapies further increase the stroke risk in women. All of these elements, combined or by themselves, contribute to a heightened risk of stroke in women.
And I understand that women appear to be more sensitive to high blood pressure than men. Why is this the case, and how important is this related to stroke risk?
I want to stress that high blood pressure is known to be the most prevalent modifiable risk factor for stroke. And yes, women do appear to be more sensitive, with actually twice the risk for ischemic stroke compared to men with hypertension severity. It is believed that hormonal differences actually contribute to this heightened sensitivity for women as they age.
And Dr. Graywal, what's the most important take-home message for women to help reduce their individual risk of stroke?
Something to remember would be that stroke risk factors continue to be not adequately controlled globally and in the U.S., and women are especially vulnerable. So the most important take-home message, I would say, is to proactively manage and control key risk factors such as high blood pressure, diabetes, high lipids, and to be aware of the unique stroke risk factors such as hormonal changes. This does involve working actively with your physician and maintaining a healthy diet. By addressing these aspects, women can significantly reduce their lifetime risk of stroke.
Dr. Graywal, thanks for this information about women and stroke risk.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.